It sounds like you're grateful for your mom, but you're also having concerns about Carter's health. If you want, we could talk more about how to start difficult conversations with family members.
That would be great.
What have you tried saying about the food she offers Carter?
I tried telling her he started refusing to eat things at home he used to like. When she started letting him have pizza instead of sandwiches or chips instead of his apple slices, he started wanting the same things at home. And the times I tried to explain the doctor's concerns about his weight, she kept saying Carter looked fine to her. She acts like I'm just complaining because she didn't do everything my way.
It sounds like you've already tried a couple of methods, but they weren't as successful as you would have liked. Would it be okay if I shared some tips that helped other families with tough conversations?
Yes, please.
Okay. Other moms have told me that it really helped to tell their parents how much they value and recognize their dedication as a grandparent before asking them to make any changes. Maybe if your mom hears how much you appreciate her efforts and the time she spends with Carter, she'll be more open to discussing what she's giving him to eat. How do you feel about that approach?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try that. I know that she's just feeding him junk foods because she loves him. I tell her how much I appreciate what she does for me and Carter before I start talking to her about maybe some different ways to show him her love. I'll let you know how it goes. Wish me luck.